Jerry Bowling had worked at Delphi for 15 years when the economic crisis hit the automotive industry. First came pay cuts, and then...
They had a meeting in the cafetorium to make the announcement that they were going to close operations in Vandalia. People were pretty much stunned by that. And on December 18, 2009, was the last day at Delphi.
After being laid off, Bowling was eligible for something called Trade Adjustment Assistance, or TAA. It's a federal program that would pay for him to get training in a new field. Bowling never did finish college, but even with tuition paid for, he didn't see how he could go to school full-time and still earn enough money to live on.
You know, I still had a lot of bills, credit card bills. I was almost done paying off my truck, but I had to make changes, obviously. You know, in some cases, it was little stuff, like I discontinued getting the newspaper. I changed my cable package down to the bare minimum. You have to change the way you eat. Going out with friends and doing things, less of an option.
Bowling got some financial help from his mom and his siblings while he struggled to make ends meet with the income from two part-time jobs. And he kept looking for that one full-time job that would put him over the top.
And then I got a call from someone at the job center, and they said, "Hey, Jerry, did you know that you're still eligible for the TAA?" And I said, "Really? I didn't know that."
The funding window was closing on that federal program. This was Bowling's last chance.
When I went back to school, I was 53.
He enrolled in an operations technology program at Sinclair. That first semester, he signed up for six classes rather than the normal four, on top of his two part-time jobs.
And it was the holiday season, and I was working retail. So often I went to work and worked till 12:30 at night, and then had classes the next morning. So it was very difficult in getting the work done.
Anybody would struggle to get through school with two jobs, but that's not all Bowling was doing.
I was also president of my neighborhood association, McCookfield Neighborhood Association. Also the leader of Be Vocal, which is an advocate group for the Superfund site in my neighborhood. I was vice chairperson of the Human Relations Council for the city of Dayton.
And during his last semester, he picked up a third job.
There was a few times when I was working on homework or a project, and I would be up at about 3 o'clock in the morning and say, how can I continue to do this? But yet I'm struggling financially. If I quit, where am I going to be at? I'm not going to be anywhere, so I have to do this.
And he did do it. Bowling earned an associate's degree in August 2013. Right around graduation time, he went to a career fair at Sinclair.
And out of that career fair, I got two job interviews, actually face-to-face job interviews for quality jobs. Whereas before, when I had no education, college education on my resume, it was like zero interviews.
While Bowling's more hopeful about the future after earning a degree, he still hasn't found financial stability.
To this day, even working three jobs, I barely make ends meet. I mean barely, and I still receive some support from my family on a monthly basis. Not much, but some to get by. I'm in the same boat as a lot of people from the automotive industry and industry in general that at an older age have to start a second career. And I'm lucky that my education was paid for. I'm blessed to have that. But I've got a challenge ahead of me, being I'm about to become 55. And, probably I'll have to work until I'm 70 years old. I want to find something that sticks.
Bowling also wants to pay back the family and friends that have supported him through this rough time.
When I was younger, and we used to go up to the Ponderosa here in the neighborhood, my dad would stand at the end of the line. And when you stood at the end of the line, you were the one that would pay for the meal. So it's my hope after I get employment that I'll stand at the end of the line and pay for the meals.
For WISO, I'm Sarah Buckingham.